Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Wildfires in California and other western states have burned more than 1,000 square miles of timberland and grassland. 14 people have died, and thousands of homes turned to ashes. 14,000 firefighters are risking their lives. Drought and strong winds could continue till the end of the year. Last year, the state of California spent $773 million on fire control. Federal agencies spent $2.9 billion last year. Isn't there something that could be done to reduce the destruction? On one side, we have the environmentalists that want to blame climate change, and they can't bring themselves to accept the obvious fact that the forests are filled with beetle-infested dry dead wood, and that is the perfect mix if you want a big fire. We need to manage our forests by cleaning out the dead wood and cutting more live trees. There's a market for lumber. Liberals don't want to do anything to manage our forests. Cutting trees and cleaning dead wood is not natural. Well, don't mess with nature, okay? My view is that forest land is a resource. It should be used and managed. If we did that, we wouldn't have fires as destructive as we have today. I don't blame it all on climate change. We've always had natural disasters, hurricanes, droughts, and floods, excessive heat and cold. The Southwest and Midwest suffered through record heat and drought in the 1930s. Our farms were devastated. We had climate change then. Controlled burning of the dead, dry ground cover could help. Environmentalists don't want to do that because that burning is bad for air quality. But the fires burning the West this year are not good for the environment either.